بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
What you're about to watch and hear is a speech made by late Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, commemorating the International Islamic Unity Week. In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, different religions in Islamic faith, including our Sunni brothers and our Shia brothers, among them university lecturers and also the clergy, as well as other groups of people from different walks of life have gathered here today. In fact, this gathering and this unity among you is one of the blessings of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. God Almighty has done us a great favor by Islamic teaching and teaching us about Islamic solidarity. In fact, before the revolution, universities did not have much to do with the scholars in our religious schools, and there was a division among them, and we should all try to keep this unity that we have achieved now. Our Sunni and Shiite brothers and sisters should keep this unity that has been established, and I hope that this unity will live all the way to the end of time. We should be very careful and be keen on what our enemies are doing, and we should analyze their moves. We should try to find out what they are most concerned about, and what they point their finger to blemish the face of Islam and deface Islam, God forbid, and also try to understand what they insist upon. And in fact, those points that they insist on is what we should study carefully, from what we should discover from what they say, what they write, and find out what they want, and according to that discovery we should chart a course for ourselves. If you pay close attention on the achievements in science, and also by advances made in the field of communication, which has brought people closer together in recent centuries, and those who have in mind to dominate the world and plunder the resources of other countries, they have based their plots on certain assumptions which sometimes makes them successful, and we should find out what course they have taken and they are taking at this time. And as soon as we find out their method and their approach, we should neutralize it by adopting opposite direction, opposite approach. If we study the situation in our own country, we see that there have been a lot of attempts in order to create a discord and among Shiites and Muslims, because they have found out that if in case the clergy and the university scholars can come together and establish a unity among themselves, with the help of that solidarity, they can help, this coalition can help country go ahead and go forward. In the past, before the Islamic Revolution, there had been a lot of propaganda made in order to drive a wedge between our religious schools and our clergy and the university scholars. And in fact, we have suffered a lot by this situation. In fact, this was the heaviest blow dealt on us. And when the universities, some universities and some scholars and intellectuals became corrupted by the system, by the regime in the last 50 years, then the country and the running of the country became difficult. And at the same time, they, our enemies, the ex-regime, tried to drive a wedge between our Sunni and Shiite brothers. And they were successful, in fact, in dividing them, and that's how they ruled. I remember that Shiites and Muslims denigrated each other and excommunicated, in fact, each other respectively. This, of course, wasn't unique about our own country. It was true about other Islamic countries. The ex-regime used to form these different groups, rather these parties, political parties. And the members of those parties were not aware of the plot that they and the trap, in fact, they were in, because they had this enmity among them, towards each other, and they did all this in order to keep us, to keep people of Iran from coming together and becoming as brothers and sisters. Muslims, wherever they live, including our own country, each group, each political party was defending a special ethnic group. For instance, some people supported Arab Iranians, some Turks, some Kurds, and etc. So if a country decides to confront another country and confront a different ethnic group with different language, this in fact creates problem on the way of implementing Prophet Muhammad's teachings. After all, Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, came with the message of love and friendship and brotherhood among all people. Unfortunately, some educated people were pushed, in fact, towards the West, and some of these intellectuals, in fact, either knowingly or unknowingly, went right into that trap. And nationalism became an issue. For instance, they tried to divide between Fars and Arabs and Turks, all Iranians, of course. And then they created this national chauvinism, and this they escalated this nationalistic fervor in the country in order to give prominence to one ethnic group over other ethnic groups. And in fact, great Satans, the big Satans of the world, among them our enemies, always try to divide and then rule, in fact, or achieve their goals in Islamic countries. We should remember once again that Islam has emphasized the brotherhood. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِخْفَى means that all Muslims are equal and they are only brothers to each other. And no Muslim has a preference to any other Muslim. So the superpowers and the arrogant powers of the world knew very well that if this is slogan, Islamic slogan, becomes a truth among Muslims, then they cannot rule Islamic countries. Now, with the help of God Almighty, after the revolution in Iran, and people from all walks of life, people, educated people from our universities, and also our religious scholars came together, and through them all groups of people in our country came together, and they established this solidarity among them, and they created this change, which is probably none to second. And in fact, this solidarity and union, and in fact, the miracle that followed that was possible because of this unity and brotherhood that came to exist among Iranians from all walks of life. And that's how our Sunni brothers became brothers to Shiite brothers, and then our seminaries, our religious schools, also the religious scholars became brothers to educated people in our universities. Arabs and Turks and Fars ethnic groups all became brothers. And you saw the miracle that happened in just one country, in Iran, and that's how they could break the back of the arrogant powers of the world. In fact, other countries, especially some big powers in the West are trying to deface Iran and try to show a bad face from Iran to the others. So we should ask ourselves about the reason why we are under the invasion and why they're attacking us all the time. And the answer is clear. In fact, the unity and brotherhood that happened in Iran among people of Iran, to a large extent, our enemies, some of these world powers, found out that through this brotherhood, which is spreading to other Islamic countries, in fact, they felt that this was a danger to their, to the interests of those superpowers and the arrogant powers of the world. This is why they are frightened. They are afraid of the Islamic solidarity in Iran will spread to other Islamic countries, even non-Muslim countries. And if they could make sure that other Muslim countries and even their own countries, people in their own countries, will not copy the unity that was found in Iran, then they wouldn't have been attacking us this much. In fact, this Islamic unity and solidarity cut the hands of the plunderers of our resources. And if this unity and solidarity is made to happen in all Islamic countries, I have no doubt that the superpowers and the arrogant powers will have to leave these countries, and they will lose their interest in those countries. So this voice, this one voice that we hear in Iran, and fortunately we hear it in some other countries, which has made possible for other Muslims in other countries to feel brothers and sisters to us. This is, in fact, what scares the arrogant powers. And I am hoping that the governments and the rulers of these other Islamic countries realize that if all Muslims in all Muslim countries can come together and establish common goals to promote Islam and the interest of Islamic countries, this solidarity and unity will be to the benefit of Islam and to the benefit of the each country and the rulers as well. What the solution, in fact, is this. And in fact, brotherhood among Muslims, which has been ordered and commanded by God, is the key to the success in Islamic countries. Otherwise, discord among Muslims is the poison, and it can create division among Muslims in different countries. In fact, through the solidarity between people, between Muslims all over the world, can provide an opportunity to cut the hands of the superpowers and world arrogant powers of the world, and in fact stop them from plundering these countries. In fact, Iranian Muslims are extending the hand of brotherhood to other Muslims in other countries in order to unite with Iranian people. And in fact, we here in Iran are also extending our hands to the rulers and the heads of the governments in Islamic countries, and invite them to establish this unity with Iranian people and other Muslims. And this way we can all be friends, and through friendship and brotherhood we can solve our problems. I don't think that those people some of these countries might feel and think that successful attempts made in Iran to establish unity is going to be to the detriment of other Muslim countries. This is a lie, and the rulers and the governments and the Islamic nations, Islamic Ummah, should not believe this. This is a lie, fabrication, and in fact, we Muslims of the world have one goal in our sight, and that is promotion of Islam. I should reiterate that we are not like arrogant powers of the world. We are not after political power. We don't want to rule, and we don't want to dominate anyone or any other country. All we want to do is to promote Islam and dear Book of God, the words of God, not only in Islamic countries, also all over the world. I think the rulers and the governments in Islamic countries should look at the situation in Iran and see how Iranian nation solved its problems through unity that was established in Iran. They should copy us. They should look at Iranian people as a role model. They look at this nation as the role model, and they should realize the secret and the key for the Iranian nation to break the back of the oppressors of the world. If this 30 million plus population of our nation can attract almost 1 billion Muslims in the world, then this flood of 1 billion Muslims can create an army that no one would be able to defeat. According to the God Almighty's commandments, we in Iran are trying to establish a unity with the Islamic Ummah in any other country. It matters not whether they have chosen Shiism or Sunnism. And we announce to our brothers, our Muslim brothers from any religion or sect, that we are considered ourselves brothers to them. And we have no objective as far as dominating other Muslims or even non-Muslim countries are concerned. What we are thinking about is to have the Islamic countries come together and feel as one large Islamic Ummah, brothers and sisters to each other, just like Iranian people have done so. Despite the situation in ex-regime's time in Iran and the division that that regime created among Iranian people, by filling the gap between different groups of people, different ethnic groups, and different backgrounds, by having everyone in Iran to unify, we created a power that changed everything in Iran. This is what we want to happen in other Islamic countries, and this is the secret to our success. Each Muslim in any Muslim country, no matter what the religion they have adopted or she has adopted, should come together with Muslims from other religions, other sects in Islamic faith, and they should start communicating with Muslims all over the world. Now, the armies of Muslim nations should support each other. If there wasn't this division among Muslims in the world. I don't think the Zionist regime could harm Muslims in Palestine. And if there were no problems, no discord among different Muslim nations, I strongly believe that the United States government could not rule the world and dominate the world and plunder the resources of Muslim nations. We have step on a road, we are walking on a path that is going to lead to more stronger solidarity among our own people. And we have in mind to invite Muslims from other countries to come together with the brothers and sisters in Iran. And if this solidarity is created through Iranians, this small number of population in this part of the world, no country, no oppressor of the world can dominate Muslim nations. Now, those scholars, those Muslim scholars, the clergy, our intellectuals, should study the situation in Iran. I'm talking about foreign scholars that have come here to this meeting. They should study Iranian situation, Iranian solidarity, and also listen and tune in to foreign media. Now, can they claim that in Iran, like Zionist regime kills children, is Iranian nation bankrupt? Is that really the truth? Can they claim that the people of Iran have turned their back on Islamic system? These scholars from other Muslim countries should realize that the people of Iran are united, and in fact these foreign Islamic scholars, the clergy that have traveled to Iran, should give themselves a chance to travel all over Iran and visit different cities in our country. And then they realize that Iran is standing on its feet firmly, and we don't have problems in Iran. In fact, the bad image that has been created out of Iran's situation, out of Iranian nation, is in fact the doings of the oppressors of the world arrogant powers, and their media. I hope the scholars and the clergy from other Muslim nations that are here would go back to their country with clear and true information, and try to even publish it, publish your reports on your newspapers and broadcast on your media. Please tell your nations, tell your people that in Iran, everybody, in fact, is a brother to other Muslim in Iran, and thank God that we have a strong army providing security for our people, and our people are also strong enough to preserve. And this happened only on the slogan "Innama al-mu'minina ikhwa." In other words, this was the message of Islam that was adhered to in Iran by people. So I urge all Muslims to be brothers. And in fact, when you all go to heaven, you will see your other Muslim brothers there. And if there is a division among you here in this world, I doubt that you will find brotherhood in life hereafter. I pray to God Almighty that to provide us a situation for the Muslims, to provide an opportunity for Muslims all over the world to realize their position and unify them. I'm praying to God that the rulers of Islamic nations would become friends and brothers and sisters to their own people. I'm praying to God that Muslims all over the world unite and become brothers and sisters to each other. And I'm also praying to God Almighty that our university scholars and intellectuals will also become brothers to their clergy brothers. God bless you all, and all the best to you.